The power and importance of women in indigenous cultures are the themes in this gallery, where we feature the great photographic self-portraits made by the artist Meryl McMaster in the Alberta and Saskatchewan prairies. McMaster has lived in Ottawa for many years. She uses performative photography to explore the intersection between the branches of her mixed Naya and European ancestry, and to act out a sort of symbolic reclamation of the land. Here, McMaster photographed herself in front of what geologists call a glacial erratic, but what is known in EU culture as Mistassini. For her, these enormous boulders left on the plain when the glaciers retreated are representing a timeless journey. They once studded the prairie landscape, but most of them are now gone, destroyed or moved to make way for the modern agriculture and cattle industries. These vestiges of the original prairies are nevertheless full of stories. How many wild bison rubbed up against them to get rid of the last traces of their winter coat? How many times did they serve as reference points for the ancestors, letting them know how far they had come and how far they had yet to go? How many seasons, how many skies have they seen pass by? This ancient geological and human history, encapsulated in rock, serves as a background for McMaster's photographic series. The headdress she wears is similar to the bison headdress that men of the EU nation traditionally wore for certain major ceremonies. Made of aspen leaves, an allusion to McMaster's EU name, along with lamb's wool, sage, and beads, the headdress dialogues with the landscape and accentuates the theatrical effect of the work. The series, titled Between the Start of Things and the End of Things, seems to poetically invoke the immutable, timeless nature of the land.